This fall has been a boom time for movie biographies. Hollywood has profiled writer Truman Capote, broadcaster Edward R. Murrow, and rapper 50 Cent. And today brings a look at country music legend Johnny Cash. Bob Mondello says Walk the Line walks a pretty straight line, but it should please Cash's fans.
The Man in Black abused pills and liquor and sang in a deep baritone about the outlaw life, but that's not who we meet at first. The film introduces little Johnny Cash, grieving for an older brother, joining the Air Force to get away from a hard-hearted dad, marrying his school sweetheart, and auditioning at Sun Records with a gospel tune. He's a nice kid, and when he gets a singing tour with some other kids named Elvis and Jerry Lee, and chats up a former child star named June Carter, he's shyness itself.
Me and my brother Jack, we always listen to your songs. You know, like Swallowing Place?
Yeah.
Yeah, we liked it when you'd sing one alone.
Well, you and Jack are the only ones.
What do you mean?
Not really much of a singer, John. I have a lot of personality. I got sass. I give it my all, but my sister Nia's really the one that's got the pipes.
A friendship develops, but because they're both married, nothing comes of it for a while. Then June gets a divorce, and things heat up a bit, though Johnny has to do his wooing on stage, because June won't hear of it backstage.
Hi, folks. How y'all doing again?
I hope y'all don't mind my bare feet.
So what are we going to sing, Johnny? You got me out here. Is that where your plan ends?
Well, I always liked that song of yours, Times of Wasting. Let's do Times of Wasting.
John, I am not going to sing that song. It's inappropriate. I recorded it with my ex-husband. I'm not going to sing it.
Well, there's no better way to put it behind you.
I'm not going to do it.
You just sing.
Well, I've got arms.
And I've got arms.
Let's get together and use those arms.
Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon are doing their own singing, and it's plenty persuasive, if not always a precise match for the real Cash and Carter. What the actors do nail is the emotional chemistry of a high-profile couple who, for the longest time, could only really be alone together when they were on stage. They seem to blossom under the lights, and watching that, the emotional connection, is more compelling than the fact that the actors have captured the singer's body language, Witherspoon stamping her foot so hard it makes that mane of dark hair quiver, Phoenix hitching his guitar way up into his armpit like Cash did and twisting in toward the mic as if he's going to swallow it. Offstage, they are less animated, having to deal with the downtimes as Cash gets hooked on amphetamines.
Where are my pills?
Flush them out.
Turn in.
Don't say that. Hold on, I need those.
The film doesn't really suggest that Cash and Carter were any different from other musicians who've ridden stardom through a substance abuse flameout. You'd think there'd be more edge to country music's biggest outlaw, but maybe not when he's in love, and with director James Mangold pushing that side of the story, Walk the Line never crosses the line in the places it might. The film works, but in a conventional way, as a standard showbiz saga, with Cash's outlaw quality starting out as this huge obstacle to romance, but ending up seeming little more than smart commercial music packaging. Going to Folsom Prison for his comeback. What a great career move. Fortunately, the scene knocks your socks off. I'm Bob Mondello.
This song's for your ward.